It's Wednesday, February 19th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. stocks crept to a record as the S&P 500 nudged higher after a quiet Tuesday of trading. It finished the day at 6,129.58. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 10 points, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 14. The main measure of Wall Street's health rose 0.2% to finish just above its all-time closing high set last month. Most of the stocks within the index rose as it danced around the milestone throughout the day. U.S. stocks have climbed back to record heights thanks in large part to stronger-than-expected profit reports, even after big disruptions recently seemed set to derail Wall Street's long upward trend that began in 2022. Treasury yields rose again Tuesday, with the yield on the 10-year Treasury rising to 4.55% from 4.48% late Friday. In other news, Fire Aid, the benefit concert that raised an estimated $100 million for those impacted by the Los Angeles fires last month, announced $50 million in grants on Tuesday to dozens of community-based organizations assisting in disaster recovery. The initial round of grant making will support immediate needs like temporary housing, rental assistance, food access, and disaster case management, according to a Fire Aid statement. Each organization will receive at least $100,000. 30 of the world's most popular bands and musicians, including Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and Earth, Wind & Fire, performed on January 30th to raise money for people impacted by the LA fires. The benefit concert raised millions through text to donate, ticket sales, and corporate sponsorships. Around the world, Hamas said on Tuesday that it will release the dead bodies of 4 Israeli hostages on Thursday, including the 2 youngest people held by the group, Kafir and Ariel Bibas. The group will also release 6 living hostages on Saturday instead of the 3 that had been expected, Khalil al-Hayya, head of the group's negotiating team, said in a statement. The Israeli Prime Minister's office confirmed on Tuesday that an agreement had been reached during negotiations in Cairo for 4 slain hostages to be handed over on Thursday and 6 living hostages to be released on Saturday. Back in the U.S., arrests for illegal border crossings from Mexico plummeted 39% in January from a month earlier, authorities said Tuesday, an early gauge of President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. The Border Patrol made 21,593 arrests during the month, down from 47,316 in December, and the lowest mark since May 2020 near the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Border arrests fell sharply well before Mr. Trump took office from an all-time high of 250,000 in December 2023. Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders. Arrests sank even further after Mr. Trump was sworn in on January 20th and issued a slew of orders on immigration, including one to suspend asylum on grounds that the United States is under invasion at the southern border. Border Czar Tom Homan said Monday that there were 229 border arrests in a 24-hour period, the lowest he remembered since becoming a Border Patrol agent in 1984. Homeland Security Department officials say they want to drive that number to zero. And Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both lungs, the Vatican said Tuesday, after new tests showed a further complication in the condition of the 88-year-old pontiff that raised concerns about his ability to fight off the infection. The Vatican said Francis's respiratory infection also involves asthmatic bronchitis, which requires the use of cortisone antibiotic treatment. Nevertheless, the Pope, who had the upper lobe of his right lung removed as a young man, is in good spirits and is grateful for the prayers for his recovery, Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said in a late update. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.